Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So don't know what the odds are or the over and under, but the betting inside the Beltway is who's going to make a deal first, the lawmakers on the debt ceiling or the NFL to try to resolve their...
Really? That's what the betting is?
It may come down in the month of July.
Did you put any money on the table?
I would not put any money on the table, but the money that's on the table for both is radically different. It's $9 billion they're trying to split if they're at the NFL, $14 trillion they're trying to deal with on the debt ceiling. The president gave a news conference yesterday and raised the stakes a little bit. He would have us believe that there's really an agreement, that the hard work has already been done. Listen.
This is a matter of Congress going ahead and biting the bullet and making some tough decisions. Because we know what the decisions are. We've identified what spending cuts are possible. We've identified what defense cuts are possible. We have identified what health care cuts are possible. We've identified what loopholes in the tax code can be closed that would also raise revenue. We've identified what the options are. And the question now is, are we going to step up and get this done?
Ooh, but the devil is in the details, isn't it there? That's the president, of course. He's threatened at his news conference yesterday to cancel the 4th of July recess or to insist that lawmakers stay in town for the 4th of July holiday. There's a similar initiative underway among Republicans. Former U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan, Democrat from North Dakota, now joins us. Senator, I suspect that these kinds of standoffs and this sort of brinkmanship is exactly one of the reasons why you left the Senate.
Good morning, John. Well, these things happen all the time, of course. Most often, the threat of taking away a July 4th recess or an August recess, most often that's internal. I mean, the Senate leaders would say, you know, unless we get this done, we're going to stay here. There are cases, however, when the president says, look, either you get this done, make progress, or I'll call the Congress back into session. So it's happened many, many times, of course, and it is effective pressure because, you know, members of Congress have families that get pretty crabby if they have to go get on an airplane or get in a car and drive and their spouse is not with them because the Senate or the House is in session.
There you go. Describing something, it's probably safe to say he doesn't miss about the Senate. That's former U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan, who's now a senior policy advisor at the law firm of Arendt Fox and a senior fellow at the Bipartisan Policy Center, where he focuses on issues related to energy policy. Senator, hold on there for just a moment. Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. What is the devilish detail that they are trying to resolve, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and House, over this debt ceiling? And they've got about a month to do it.
Hey, good morning, John. There are so many devils between them. Where do you start? Look, let's just do it based on numbers. It's probably the easiest way, and it's all about politics, too. Already in these meetings that have been going on for weeks, remember the ones between Eric Cantor and Joe Biden and
sure,
a couple of senators, the ones that broke down? They already agreed to about $1 trillion in cuts over the next 10 to 12 years. That's mostly in discretionary spending, just the kind of government spending that Congress does every year. And a lot of those cuts are painful for Democrats because those are government programs that Democrats have clung to over the years. So they've agreed to about $1 trillion, but there's so many conditions on the ground. Here's where it gets tough. Republicans have said, many, many Republicans have said, we're not voting for this unless the debt cut that you get is as big as what you want as what you want to spend. We need to cut as much as you raise the debt ceiling.
And they need
to raise the debt ceiling by about $2 trillion or more. They've only agreed to $1 trillion. So the question is, where do you get $1 trillion? And here's another thing Republicans have said. No tax increases. We won't even discuss them. It's not even worth discussing because it can't pass in the House. There's just no way we're going to discuss it. Where do you get that next trillion? They've already agreed to cut some farm subsidies and a lot of benefits for federal workers, some tough stuff for Democrats. Democrats are saying, look, we have to raise around $500 billion in revenue. Call it tax increases, call it revenue raisers, call it what you want. We don't have to raise necessarily taxes on the middle class, but we got to find ways to raise revenue.
They're really
far apart.
That's some of the math that Todd Zwillick is doing for us, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Former U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan, I wonder if you would translate what seems to be some of the symbolism here. The president described as sacred cows to Republicans certain tax breaks, and he called on Republicans to eliminate them. And then Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell came back and you know, had a response. I want to play these two clips and then get your translation of what's going on here. Here's the president.
So the question is, if everybody else is willing to take on their sacred cows and do tough things in order to achieve the goal of real deficit reduction, then I think it would be hard for the Republicans to stand there and say that the tax break for corporate jets is sufficiently important that we're not willing to come to the table and get a deal done.
Is it hard to stand there and say that tax breaks for corporate jets is sufficiently important? We'll listen to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We think it's a job-killing step that shouldn't be taken, and Republicans are not interested in going in that direction.
All right. Byron Dorgan, a former U.S. senator. Is that economics or symbolism?
Both. I mean, it's a barrel full of politics, as you know, and this is deadly serious business because the country can't default on its debt. And the fact is, there has to be some increased revenue. You know, part of the reason we're, a significant part of the reason we're in this is we had very large tax cuts 10 years ago in anticipation of budget surpluses that didn't materialize. We went to war for 10 years in two countries and didn't pay for a penny of it. So, you know, there's going to have to be spending cuts and also some revenue increases. But let me just make the point that the lubrication of democracy has always been willingness to compromise. Nowadays, compromise is seen, it's seen as the four-letter word that is the antithesis of standing by your principles. If you compromise, you've somehow caved in on your principles. Well, you know, we got to get past that and decide to do what's best for the country.
So what's the tipping point, Byron Dorgan? Is it something the president's going to say, or is it the S&P basically downgrading U.S. debt?
I hope it doesn't come to that, and I hope every member of Congress understands this can't be politics as usual. You can't play with the reputation of this country of having a solid economy and keeping its word and paying its bills. We cannot do that, and I hope Republicans and Democrats will understand they have to do everything. You know, this. I was just listening to the report. None of us know what trillions are, and yet we talk trillions here, trillions there, $14 trillion. Ultimately, the question is, are we going to pay for that which we spend? Are we going to pay for wars? Are we going to do these things? I hope that there's compromise.
All right. That's former U.S. Senator, Democrat Byron Dorgan. Todd Zwillick, what's the next step in this quickly?
They got to go back into the discussion room right now. Democrats, John, are discussing amongst themselves how to go forward because Republicans aren't in the room right now, and they hope that they are by week's end.
Dorgan and Zwillick on the debt ceiling. Thanks so much, guys.
Sure thing.